Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner. At this point, we will continue our Community Corner mini-talks. It's 5:30. It's time for the Jug Sardinia for Avis project, a community experience. This will be presented this afternoon by Fabrizio Gianeschi, one of the Java champions. Fabrizio, go right ahead.
All right. Thank you, everybody. I'm Fabrizio Gianeschi. I'm the chairman of the Java user group Sardinia Onlus, and also a Java champion, which is a community of leaders in the Java world. I work in Java since 1998, and then I had a lot of contributions on various open source projects, and this one I'm gonna explain to you is the first of our community. A couple of words about where we are in the world. You can see this bunch of pixels here. This is Sardinia. Sardinia is an island in the Mediterranean Sea. It is one of the largest regions in Italy, but is one of the less populated regions in Italy. About our JAGs, a few words. We founded the JAG in 2002, and recently we had the recognition from the Italian government. We are now a legally recognized no-profit organization. This was a right choice for our JAG and for our activities. And we have quite a lot of members compared to the Italian JAG standards. And a lot of them are also paying for being in the JAG. We are one of the top 50 JAG in the world, and we have a lot of activities, normal JAG activities such as conference meetings, seminaries. We write a lot of articles, book reviews, and we are also acting as a hub for local companies using Java. We are now recognized as an important subject in the Java Sardinian world. This is a screenshot of our website. Well, the project I will show you is the winner of this year's Duke Choice Award. We are, of course, proud of that. Before talking about the project, just a few words about the motivation behind it. Well, after some years of activity, we felt ready to try new directions, to follow new paths. Our group were ready to create something concrete that we wanted to use and to give to the real world. We didn't want to create the Ant library on or another web framework, another buzzword field framework. So we decided three clear principles. Number one, that we don't have, but also we can't, of course, compete with companies. The second one is that, of course, We want to create something useful for the non-techies people. And the third one, of course, that all of us want to always have fun. So our solution was to follow the social way. You know that the social organization have it in it. They have computers, they have data to process, they want to contact people using modern technology, but often this type of organization don't have enough money to buy the software or to order it or to ask a company to do it for them. And on the other side, the company often don't want to invest money on the social activities because it's not is often it has no enough value for them. And there comes the job. We are all IT experts. We can give a hand to the social organization. The situation in Italy about the blue donation. In Italy, the blue donation is completely free and made by volunteers. The Italian Association is organized in local centers, and this center is quite autonomous. Since now, all the centers contact people using old telephone or classic postal mail. And this was a huge waste of money for them. In Sardinia, the situation of the blue donation is particular because we are isolated. We are mostly exposed on blood diseases, such one for all, the thalassemia, is a particularly tough disease. And we also have chronic blood deficiency. You know that a donor could donate his blood several times a year, and the goal of the centers is to increase the ratio of the donations per year of donors. Another key factor was that in Italy, almost all the people have a cell phone or a mobile device. So the mission of the project was to create an innovative information system in order to contact the donors and to also locate the donors using mobile technologies. And Java was the enabling technology. The benefits of the project, of course, a lot of a huge reduction of cost by the centers, and now they are able to contact thousands of donors in few seconds. I don't remember the overall number, but we are over tens of thousands of donors contacted, and also for the JAG and all the Java brand in Sardinia. I go quick over the roadmap. The project started quite a year ago on a local pilot center. We developed a Swing version and then also a web version of the project. And then we are trying to collect more centers to in order to contact more centers in all the region of the Sardinia. Then in the latest month of this year, we would like to also to add new JME features to the application. This is the main theme of the contributors. And this is a screenshot of the collaborating centers on the south of the Sardinian island. They could be, they could seem a few centers, but I told you that they are serving thousands of donors. In particular, we have one of the largest centers in Sardinia. So we are very, very, very well positioned. a technology used where, of course, the Java, Java 5 version, because we want to have fun. The Swing framework and the Java Web Start technology as a deployment technology. The web services are used in order to send, of course, the SMS through various service providers. And of course, database, logging, and most important is, of course, the development platform that was NetBeans. In the beginning of the project, we also used Eclipse, but we had issues with it, and we decided to use only NetBeans on the project. And it was a decision made mainly because the application was created using Swing. NetBeans now has a great Swing editor, and so we are very, very comfortable with it. This is an overall schema of the architecture of the system. We can start with the servers on the left side of the slide. We are using actually the Java.NET resources to deploy our application. We deploy on Java.NET the jar files, the signed jar files of the application, the descriptor, and all the other resources. Thanks to Java Web Start, the centers could download the latest version of the application, and they are guaranteed also to have always the latest version of the application. And another important thing is that in Sardinia we have not the broadband is not widely used, so we have networking constraints to consider, and the Swing version was a good solution. On the local version, the application keeps some data, and they are essentially the donors list and a bunch of templates for the messages, for common messages, and another books to contact important people that are not donors, such as the major or another important people. On the other part of the slide, there is the web version. This is the central the central server, but we are not still using it because we have to solve some security and privacy issues. In Italy we have a recent law which is very, very strict in order to the privacy issues. And so we would like to solve our concerns before using the new web application. The flow of the messages start from the local center and then through the internet go to a service provider, and through the service provider arrive to the donor. Each center is free to choose the service provider they want. This is an overall architecture of the internal of the Swing version. The Swing version has a Swing front end, of course, and we realize a main sender interface in order to be able to switch the implementation of the sender. And all the services, however, communicate using web services, and then SOAP and HTTP. We realize also a sender list and interface in order to receive the callback messages from the sender implementation and have the front end be refreshed or updated. The list of the donors is taken from another software that we didn't develop. It was a software that the center already had, and is parsed from the application and used to contact all the donors. We also have a bunch of services in order to use the DB or the log or the local address book. These are some of the main windows of the application. The first one is the main one. Here you can see the list, an imported list, donor list. And then another slide. I will to repeat that a key factor for the success of the project was the use of the Java.NET resources. Without them, we could not afford the effort to maintain and to install and to configure all of the CVS, all the mailing list, and all the community stuff we need. The future of the application, we are planning to increase the number of collaborating centers, and then we have good news. We have good contacts from other cities outside Sardinia too. Milan, Ostia, which is near Rome, and Florence. We are very happy of that because, of course, we can't afford the expensive to go and install or give support, because we give all the support for free to the centers. And so we are establishing contacts with the other JAGs in order to create a sort of national JAG for Avis, not only JAG Sardinia for Avis project. And then, as I already stated, add more cool JME features. We are investigating about that because we don't want to do cool stuff which is cool only for the teachers. So it has to be useful stuff, not only cool stuff. Then a couple of suggestions that in a community talk like that, I think are useful, could be useful. The first one is keep strong leadership, I think. Yeah, the leadership is very, very, very important, because all of us are developers, and everyone wants to do a different thing or a different architecture, and the leadership have to be clear. Then you can read the other suggestions, but another one that I want to comment is the last one. Don't underestimate the support activities, because we are always a non-profit organization. We are always people who did it, who do it in the spare time, in the free time. And so if a lot of centers had joined the project from the beginning, maybe we could be in a lot of trouble. So we thanks that the project joined, the centers joined the project one by one. Then this is a screenshot taken from the NetBeans editor of an evolution of our application. We are planning to extend, to add more JME features to the project. And this is an example. We want to let the mobile phones send an SMS messages, and the destination phone read the message using a text-to-speech API. So we can use this project, this technology, also for blind people and for very old people who don't know how to use a cell phone, how to read messages. So the flow is very simple. A sender which is not tied to a JMA cell phone, which could have also an old GSM telephone, write the message. The message is sent using the SMS protocol, and on the destination telephone, the message is read using a text-to-speech API. Of course, the telephone alerts the user of the arriving of a new message. So this is the result. I have also a prototype in my laptop, but I think I don't have the time to show it. I prefer to thank you to have attended this presentation. And if you have any questions, I'm available. Thank you.
Thank you, Fabrizio. That was very nice. The Jug Sardegna for Avis project, a community experience. Our next speak will be about Ribananya, Java cell phone for the deaf community, by Daniel de Oliveira. That'll be at 6 o'clock. Daniel, if you're ready, you can come set up.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.